Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi,
everybody. This is going to be a great show, Jackie.
I think so. Another show on the subconscious, and we needed to follow up. The team is where they were serving it up to me like crazy. This one, the subconscious gatekeeper to the next level of our growth and evolution. And we're going to work tonight on how it holds the key to our next steps. This is a really exciting information. I'm just seeing it every moment at every turn, and I am always have the honor of getting the accelerated version before I get to bring it to all of you. So show dedication tonight is to the flow of light and love to each and every human on the planet Earth as she makes her evolution and transformation into higher levels of light and frequency. And so as we flow light out, and a very interesting, and I want to just give you an aside on this. I was doing a session this week with a wonderful elevated soul who wrote something for us for tonight. And she's seeing more and more, and she was sending light and love to someone, and as she did, she saw this dark piece move out in between the light. And she was asking the team what that was. And the team explained, which I thought was very, very interesting, that because we still have polarity and duality and we're still clearing out all our dark stuff, that when we send light and love to people, that what we don't realize is that we still have stuff that's coming with it. Now, Veronica, you and I have talked about this before, and I always had this kind of thing about people sending me light. I thought it was really wonderful when somebody could actually see it mm-hmm. with their own eyes. And what it is the unprocessed portions of, this is the stuff we're clearing out now, clearing out. We're going to be clearing out for quite a while. But I find it really interesting that there it was visually apparent. So
what you're saying is sending light includes the person's issues.
Well, yes. Their polarity stuff, the stuff they, you know, unprocessed rage, anger, you name it. It's all coming with it. And so I thought that was really pretty interesting.
I think that's fascinating. Because you know the Diksha stuff, the Diksha oneness movement? Do you know about that?
I'm not familiar with that, no.
A lot of people take a 21-day training in India. And it's basically, they come back and they put their hands on your head and they pass this light through. And I went through a number of these episodes or these experiences when I was in the Bay Area a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And I found that it was absolutely enlightening until a lot of people had gone through the course and then a lot of people had not dealt with their issues. And boy, it was just... really a huge weight when people worked on you, you know?
Yes, and, you know, this is something that, and I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but this is something that I often tell people, you know, when you're on this very accelerated journey that it feels that the team is pushing us through really quickly, that you must really use discernment with who you allow to touch you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to scare anybody, and I don't want to get people upside down about this, but I am very, very cautious about who, you know, I don't get massages and I don't get facials and I don't get a lot of things that I'd love to have. But I found years ago that I had to stop doing that because they were dumping their stuff in and I would just go through horrible experiences until I finally figured out what it was. Well-intentioned people, it doesn't mean they're bad, doesn't mean they're terrible. It's just unprocessed stuff.
But you know what I think? I believe that if we, I don't know what I ever believe. I know that I'm up for a learning curve whenever I say I believe. But
yes.
I think we can consciously amass the light and send that and know that we have our issues. You know what I'm saying? It's like we can consciously send it out separately.
Well, I think we're all doing that even when we do the chakra activation technique and fire the grid. But mm-hmm. it's about being as clear mm-hmm. and as clean as we possibly can be.
Exactly.
Most people aren't conscious when they do it. And if you're not conscious of it, you don't realize it. You know, I know for me, before I do a session or anything, I have to do such a huge clearing process, and it's very entailed, you know, in order to get my stuff out of the way.
I feel the same way. It's a lot of, it's a huge work to be able to just do a couple of sessions, really.
You know, people have no idea, but it is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Because we have a lot of information tonight, but this is a fascinating subject in and of itself. Just be cautious, people. You know, be aware of, especially if you have your hair done and so on and so forth, if you have somebody that you trust and you feel good about them working in your crown chakra, you know, these are things that very interesting, but we do them very unconsciously. And it's about getting very, very conscious. It's not about being paranoid or afraid. It's about setting your boundaries and, you know, whether you do the Pyramid of Mirrors or the Platinum Light of the Goddess or whatever you do, but really being very, very clear with that. And even though people do those things, I still see them get whacked here and there, you know, so I wanted to share a piece tonight.
I just want to say this, though. I think the really important thing is to remember that we all have the subconscious, and it does leak through everything we do, kind of thing.
That's what this show's about. You got it.
Bingo!
Yes, and all that dark stuff that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is, everybody's going through a lot of stuff right now, and I do want to say to everybody who's suffering from digestive issues, you will live. Although you may not feel like it at the moment, you will live. Okay? I have some people with such dramatic, you know, digestive issues right now that, you know, and myself included, that I'm trying to slow my digestion down like crazy, and it's a real challenge.
Yeah, we both have had stuff like that, too, over the last little while.
Oh, yeah. The energies are very intense right now, and stuff is just flowing through like crazy. So this is a piece from Laura about what she was going through, and I guess the team asked her to write this, or I did. I don't know, but it's really quite cute. Tonight I'm writing to do my best in expressing what it is that I'm feeling and what it is that I can share that may help others. I'm feeling enormously sensitive to emotions, feelings, energies, and a tremendous pressure inside of me. These energies that we're feeling are immense, and the discomfort is almost nonstop pressure for me. Sometimes I feel like I'm riding a cosmic roller coaster at a tremendous velocity. To me, it's like feeling like my energy is going to explode out and I'm in a bubble that I was never able to break out of. I can see myself looking down in this bubble, and every time there is a wave of intense emotions and clearing, I can feel the bubble give way. It is cracking, breaking, like the opera singer that hits that high, uncomfortable note that breaks the glass.
Mm-hmm.
It is nonstop pressure. I feel myself changing rapidly, a feeling of being shoved in water, that I am moving so quickly that you cannot see what is around you, and at the same time, you must breathe with your newfound breathing apparatus and adjust. You are safe, but boy, what a ride. Shifting back and forth, up and down, inside out and outside in. For me, sometimes I feel like I'm on that ride called the Tower of Terror without the terror but extreme uneasiness. You're strapped in a seat, moving up and then dropping for some distance. A door is open and you see your old beliefs staring and screaming at you in the face. All being acted out so you can't miss it. Okay, I take that back. I guess it is actually terrifying at times and sometimes exhausting to ride all these different rides and then try and function normally, capital letters, haha, throughout the day. I go from wanting to cry to laughing to being angry and really seeing that I'm not doing what it is that I really want to do. I sometimes wonder who I even am. I feel it stripping away, and I am left with a feeling of wondering who it is that is this body. So I do what I love to do at times like this. I meditate, shifting, and putting in what I once knew so well. I enjoy pulling my cards that I use. Perhaps it brings out the old gypsy in me. I'm not sure, but I sure do love it. Whatever it is, I do know that when I clear myself in the cards and accompanying booklet, I feel a shift in energies and go to a place that I'm very comfortable with. A realm where I knew what to do to stay connected and sit with my fellow friends, guides, masters, teachers, and angels. Tonight I pulled several cards. One of them was Osiris. It reads, your new relationship with men. are affected by your old relationships with your father, ex-husband, boyfriend, brother, son, or other males. That this is the time to heal all the old wounds around the masculine. Sound familiar? Okay, I get it loud and clear, and also the card was on being extra sensitive right now and to honor yourself and your feelings, and that being sensitive is a beautiful and powerful gift. A wonderful reminder. Much love to all of you, Laura. Mm-hmm. So I thank Laura for sharing that. This is a very powerful insight since she was doing this for the show, the masculine and all the old beliefs, and we're back to the subconscious again. Mm-hmm. So another quick sharing here from Sharon, from Karen Bishop. Let's see. This is on surrendering. This is wings. Surrendering and help in identifying our new direction, allowing it to unfold while being willing to accept things grander than we have ever imagined that were seemingly not our idea can help us as well. This is because we're stepping into the next phase of our soul shoes. I love this. And the next phase is amazing, grand, and allows us to become so much more of our original soul blueprint and intention. This next phase is what we really came here for. It's absolutely finally time. It is the fun and juicy part. So then, be willing to become our true and authentic self. With our true and authentic purpose, while letting go of smaller and more diluted versions of who we thought we were, can place us there more readily. She goes on to say a lot of things, but we have so much stuff to cover tonight. Everybody right now, I think, is hitting so much of this. Michael Jackson also.
I think it's important to talk about him, isn't it?
Right. When substantial shifts occur, this is just one sentence, but I'm going to share it. It can create the departure of souls who've been carrying significant amounts of high-level energy. And, we had, right after the solstice, if you think about this, we've had one person after the other, after the other, after the other go. And Michael, of course, archetypal and iconic. I think it was common knowledge that he wasn't from here. I don't think there was a doubt in anybody's mind. Deepak Chopra wrote a wonderful piece about him. He was one of the last people to talk to Michael before he died. And so a lot of people have written some really wonderful things about Michael. But I think it was interesting that my son was overwhelmed with sorrow and grief last weekend. And he was driving up to Utah, and he called me, and he said, Mom, he was suffering more than when his grandmother died. He was very close to her. And he said, I finally realized that I am feeling the grief of everyone on the planet who is in sorrow over his passing. And I thought it was interesting that he finally got this realization on his own, but he because he couldn't understand why the grief was so deep. So, but coming to this solstice, and I don't think people really have understood yet how powerful this shift is for all of us, how much more energy is available to us. And Veronica, have you been feeling a lot more energy?
Yeah, I have at times, but I'm a little topsy-turvy, I have to say.
Well, there are times when I'm exhausted, and there are more times than not, where I'm running a tremendous amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
When I run out, I'm done. But the majority of the time, I feel like I'm on high speed.
And I do feel a lot more joyful.
Yes, absolutely. And, I want to talk about this subconscious and unconscious stuff. There's a lot of things to talk about tonight. But after last week's show, I was really surprised at the feedback I got from a lot of people who were, for one thing, a lot of people did not hear the show, have not yet heard the show. What I'm fascinated by is the resistance. I just find this fascinating. The resistance that people have of working with the subconscious, because it represents the shadow to so many people. There is this fear of going into the subconscious of what people might find. And I, you know, in doing all the sessions this week, it's come up over and over again, and I've been fascinated by the way we resist the subconscious. Now, the team, you know, has prepared us literally step by step by step by step. For months now, they've been saying, call us in, you know, to work with subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drive, programs, and contracts. And the one that they haven't added, which I know they're going to because I got it today, was projections.
Oh, dear.
Yes. And because it's part of the package, you know. And that stand, you know, the stand in the way of having the life of your dreams, to identify, transmute, and change these. Now, I think what happened is a lot of people thought, okay, the team's going to do it for us. Well, the subconscious and the unconscious are really, okay, basically, if you think about this, since we really are functioning in an illusion, but they are literally the projector that projects out what we're seeing and experiencing. And so if we don't change the projector, we're going to continue to have the same stuff in front of us. And I don't know about anybody else, but, I mean, it's been handed to me right and left. We're getting it in dreams. Lots of people having amazing dreams. We're getting it in all of a sudden having memories of past experiences or being triggered on past experiences, relationships, etc. At the other one, coming at us, having it come at us literally through someone else or some other experience. So, you know, I think what's happening right now is it's like being shaken up until we finally get that this is the time to really go do this. Last week the team talked about, and this is really an old Lazarus process, about, you know, first working with your child, adolescent, and young adult about the belief, then going down, you know, going to the forest, you know, big redwood tree, you know, elevator in it, get inside, push the button that says subconscious, go down, blah, you know, go into this very sterile environment to the room, down the hallway to the room of belief. Well, one person, Natalia, who I love, did a wonderful process where, because what she heard, and everybody's going to hear this differently, she took her child, adolescent, and young adult with her into the room of belief, and they all sat there with their cards and wrote down what their new belief was. And they had a meeting in the room of belief.
Oh, brilliant.
I thought this was fabulous. You know, here you are in the room of beliefs, and you're having a meeting, and you're going to all come together with a joint idea of changing a specific belief.
I love that.
I think it's brilliant. But this is the cooperation that we need now, because this is because we can't do it just on our own, because if we don't have our child, adolescent, young adult on board, it's not going to work. It may take more than one visit. But I'm also seeing, for those of you that don't want to go into the subconscious and really do the work, and I don't put you down, I'm just throwing this out there. In my own experience, the more I identify the beliefs, I see them start unhooking. It's a lot faster if we go in and actually do the process. But I am seeing how fast this is coming at us. The important part here is that, one, we don't go into overwhelm or feel like, gee, I have all these beliefs, I'll be forever going into the subconscious trying to work with this. And I want to say this is a wonderful opportunity. It is not, I kind of felt in talking to some people this week, it was like, you know how you get some major assignment before going on summer vacation, you know, and you really do it.
Weighs down your whole entire summer.
That's right. And it was kind of like people feel so overwhelmed right now with all that they have to do. It's just one more thing. How am I going to get to this? And I've done all this other work, and you mean I still haven't gotten there? But there are timings that come along. This happens to be one of those timings, because we came through this amazing time of the solstice, okay? And we've been getting stuff stirred up until now, I would say that this is a wonderful opportunity. And if we don't take advantage of it, it would be very sad, I would think, not to. Nowhere has the team said, you know, you got to do it by Friday or next week or, you know.
Maybe that would help a little.
Well,
it seems so unfathomable and so relentlessly eternal or something.
Well, we all have beliefs, and in some of my conversations with people, what I found interesting is that some people, one person in particular, we were talking about relationships, or the team was talking with her, and she didn't even want to go there. She was like taking a vacation from relationships, but she was seeing this man and that man and so on and so forth, and the team kept pushing her and pushing her and pushing her about her beliefs. And so she didn't want to go there, so they started bringing beliefs up to her. Well, it looks like you may believe this. What about this? And as the suggestions started coming forward, the realization of this person was, oh my God, this is why I've attracted the same kind of man my whole life. It was like, well, duh. And believe me, not that they're, you know, alone, because believe me, I'm at the front of that list. I take full responsibility. I mean, this is really where, if we're not willing to really take responsibility for our reality creation, working with the subconscious is not going to be an exciting thing. I think it's exciting. Maybe I'm twisted. I don't know. Veronica, what do you think?
I think you're twisted. No, I'm
twisted. Thank you. Okay, all right. Well, that's, we have established that.
This is the survey of one, right?
Thank you. In addition to being twisted, though, does it not excite you, or am I the only one that thinks this is exciting?
Well, this is kind of a segue into what I want to speak about, how, of course, this is a belief structure, and a very pivotal person in it was my mother. My mom was a really difficult woman. For me, she was kind of violent, but obviously was very hurt and didn't deal with her issues and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, after she passed, I mentioned, I think, on last week's show, Jackie, that when she came to me, she used to be really judgmental, and I said I refused to hear from her again, and because she's already on the other side. And then I was driving down to pick up my grandson, whom I call my grandest one. He's 4 years old. And my mother came to me in my car, and I said, okay, what's up? Because I felt like if she was coming after really all my denial that she was allowed to come ever again. Anyway, the long and the short of it is, I was telling Jackie about this tonight and said that she had said, you were such a loving baby, but I really beat that out of you. And now you're going to, and it's about the lineage, really. She said you're going to be able to keep that really alive in your grandson, who's extremely loving, but tends to be angry because of life circumstances and so on. But I felt this odd expansion that my mother was a very loving, changing spirit. So I loved it when I talked to you about it tonight, Jackie. Do you remember what you said, which I think is relevant to all of us and our belief structures and how hard it is to really go in there, you know?
What we're really doing right now is impacting, when I look at it, all of the beings involved in this work are so excited. All of your relatives that are on the other side of the veil, the light bodies of lots of beings that you are having existing experiences with right now, higher levels of them, are all participating because they're seeing the expanded version of what's happening. The expanded impact of what's happening is the realization that, oh my God, this is actually working. It is now an opportunity for us to heal through time and space.
So they actually get to expand and release their own subconscious, right?
Absolutely. And it's not only with the work of the subconscious, it's all the work we're doing. But the subconscious is included. It also then allows them to make a quantum soul shift, okay, a quantum soul shift, where they would, it would take lifetime upon lifetime upon lifetime upon lifetime for them to get this any other way.
Hmm.
That is And so there are many on the other side of the veil. As I told Veronica, you know, probably my own mother would be the only one that would still be resistant, but I could be wrong, okay? I do see that this is actually happening, and I'm seeing these beings line up. Also, when I'm doing sessions, they're coming into the sessions. The gatherings for people's sessions have gotten dramatically expanded because of this.
Well, and I want to say this, is that to me, one of the big reliefs about that is that the resistance to digging into the subconscious is kind of assuaged or abated by the fact that something pivotal that comes up really has a huge impact on a whole bunch of subconscious stuff, doesn't it? I mean, you can trigger releases. I don't know if you're quite saying it that way, but I think we're saying that the releases are triggered in a very amazing network of responses as well, aren't they?
Yes. Well, okay.
Or is that too big a dream?
No, and I'll tell you why. This is a culminating lifetime. Okay, culminating on human lifetime. And the opportunity for it to be culminating or truly pivotal for a number of other lifetimes on other levels, dimensions, planets, etc. Definitely culminating for Earth, human lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, all right, knowing that we have come back together with the same basic soul group over and over and over again, everything we're doing in this lifetime right now can have such dramatic and expansive effect and impact on all lifetimes you've experienced with your soul family and for them as well.
Mm.
This can be so expansive when you look at how that spreads out, because each person in your soul group has other sub-soul groups that are impacted as well. It's huge. It's so much bigger than people understand. And when I see it, for me, sometimes it's so big, it's overwhelming, it's difficult for me to even translate it, put it into words. I see it, I'm aware of it, but rarely do I ever actually talk. Thank you, Veronica, rarely ever actually talk about it. It's huge. And the fact that your mother, knowing, okay, of your previous experiences with her, to see that kind of a dramatic shift is living proof to me, or non-living, whichever, that this is really working, and it's so exciting. It is so exciting.
And you know what, Jackie? I was telling my 4-year-old grandson about it because he asked me if my daughter was my mother, and I said, not really. I said, because I have a mother, but she's on the other side. But she came to me and talked to me about you the other day, and he said, oh, she still has the Force with her.
How adorable is that? That's very cute.
Yeah.
That is very cute.
But not to say, I didn't mean to belittle what you're talking about, because I'm very excited.
Oh, no, there's no belittling involved here. This is just, it's wonderful. I'll share a cute story of my own. I'm in a relationship right now, and my boyfriend said to me, in total disbelief, we were talking about a relationship I'd had in the past this morning, and he said, how could you possibly have attracted so many losers, so many twisted people, male and female, in your life? And, you know, I was laughing when he said it to me, but the truth was, and I said to him, subconscious belief. I said, you know, it's because we've had this conversation kind of going on for a couple of days about different people we know and how the cloud over them and how everything they touch, you know, they have problems and so on. But it was funny in talking about me because, you know, you don't think about all of this because you don't share this with people normally. When you go into a relationship, you tend to share all your past relationships. By the time I've gotten done with all of these souls and gotten all of them, yet. He's just in absolute disbelief. so I had to sit and think about, you know, and I said to him, well, I said, really, it started with my mother. And, you know, I think she was schizophrenic, and I think that I that obviously must have thought that was normal. And so, you know.
So you attracted multifaceted people.
And then I lived in all those foster homes, you know, 13 foster homes and so on. So I really had no yardstick for anything that was even quasi-normal. And so I just obviously attracted what was normal for me, which was totally dysfunctional. And so...
unless, Jackie, you're a soul who wants to experience all the drives of the subconscious and turn them around, then it's not dysfunctional at all.
Well, and I would say, yes, that's that. And I did explain that to him. I said, the truth is that I've had a wonderful opportunity to experience all facets of human consciousness. It hasn't been exactly easy, but it has been interesting. He'll make a great book someday.
I hope it's in the, before you do it from another life perspective. It's hard to focus on which part is when you're changing so fast, isn't it?
I don't know, but I mean, some of the stuff is just incredibly humorous when you go back and, you know, and talk about it, you know, and you go back and these people pop in and out of your life with the exes and so on, with some of the drama and the things they're still doing that you were part of years ago, and you think, well, what the hell are they doing?
Was that me? Was that really me, that masked marvel?
Well, you know, did I actually put up with this stuff and buy in? It's very funny, but it is going back to the whole concept of the subconscious. And
well, if the subconscious propels us, what used to propel us is really amazing.
Well, if our beliefs are formulated, okay,
right?
If things are showing up in our life, you know, Lazar said this for years, you will get what you want, not what you ask for. And if your subconscious has been programmed with all of this stuff, okay, that this is, okay, this is what I know as love. Abuse is love to me. That's a belief. Okay? Love hurts. That's a belief. You know, men aren't trustworthy. That's a belief. Men are weak. That's a belief. I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on and on. We forget how, you know, quickly life is hard. Money's hard to come by. Rich people are assholes. Excuse me, I'm sure I can't say that on the air, but I did it anyway.
Tisk, tisk.
There are so many beliefs that a lot of them we formed in childhood and adolescence that, you know, going back to them, another wonderful case in point, somebody had a dream. And in the dream, her sister was driving her car. Cars represent power. She wasn't in the car, but she was driving the car, driving her power. And she finally got it. It took her a while, and this is not somebody she's close to or has a lot of interaction with, but she realized that there had, so we're doing a power retrieval with her because there is power sitting there that got lost there, that and it came to her in this amazing dream. So our higher selves and soul, everybody is working with us right now to surface this stuff.
But Jackie, I lost my makeup kit in my dream.
Lost my makeup kit in my dream.
Yeah, I think that's pretty powerful, don't you? It's not my car, but it's my makeup kit.
I think that's pretty funny.
I do too. I mean, the more I think of it, the more I go. I haven't quite cleared all the messages, but it's pretty cute, isn't it?
Well, and how did you interpret that?
Well, in the middle of the dream, I was analyzing and going, well, this is replaceable, it's all replaceable. It's too bad I feel so grief-struck, but it's all replaceable, and I can do it differently, and blah, blah, blah. So I had something like that worked out, you know. But the lost feeling was tremendous, so I haven't quite worked it out within myself yet.
Isn't that interesting?
And you know what? Yeah, you know what? It might be all about identity because I'm trying to work on...
Yes, and I would say it's definitely about identity and the mask, you know.
Yeah.
Our mask.
And how can I be talking on global radio about how I feel and worry about my mask?
Well, you're the only one I know that says to me, you got your lipstick on before the show. So there is some identity issue there.
That's right. We'll talk about that later, but it's very interesting. Dreams are really just coughing it up for us, aren't they?
Oh, they're coming at us just right and left, and I'm going to go into channel now and let the team come through. I know they're having a great time listening to us. they're right there, so give me a minute here. All right, well, you're all getting much closer now. You're beginning to see in pieces, bits and pieces, little prods, little shoves, little ideas, little dreams, little this, little that, coming at you. Even Veronica, your mother.
Yes, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes. Now, this should also give you an idea of how much cooperation is going on, and we're sorry for laughing about this, but you see, and we want to share this with you, that there's a great deal of humor on the other side of the veil. We're not laughing at you. We're very excited to see the breakthroughs that you're all about to make. Many of you have already made a lot of them. But the breakthroughs that you're about to make, to allow yourselves to have the kinds of lives that you've always dreamed were possible, but didn't really know how to get there. And so for many of you, it was easier just to have this possibility out there. Look, someday I'll have this as the years go by and go by and go by and go by. But now, you see, your time to wait for these things are over, and so there is an acceleration. From all of your own guides, your higher self, your souls, your angels, your whatever you want to call them, your star friends, everybody. They're all getting together constantly, and they're working with you as you are working with them in the dream state as well, from a higher perspective. Trying to help orchestrate this awakening. Trying to do it rapidly, and this goes back to the lovely thing that Laura wrote. Her descriptions of how she's feeling are pretty accurate. Many of you are feeling like you're upside down, inside out, so on and so forth, because so much is happening so quickly. Now, it is. And there is a big push right now. Very big push. So, that's somebody at your door. That might be one of your guides, Veronica.
It's my 4-year-old guide.
Okay, all right.
I think we'll ignore him and hope that he'll calm down.
All right. So,
do you think that we have to actually acknowledge, you know what I mean, to make it effective and to really streamline our response, our clearing response for this? It's about acknowledging what our belief patterns are.
Well, your question started out, do we think you have to? And the answer is absolutely yes. Of course. Why would you not want to? Now, we recommend you all keep a log of beliefs. Because as you look at them, you see, we feel the resistance, even in the listening audience. Even those that haven't listened yet and will listen. Oh, another log of journal, just what I hope. Damn it. But you see, when you start writing down beliefs, God, I believe this. Oh, my God. Where did that come from? Well, that had to come from way back from, you know, Aunt Jamie or something. You know, when she told her the channel has one. She had a great-grandmother that told her she had the hands of a peasant.
Oh, my.
And she's had fake fingernails, you know, since 1981 as a result. So, yeah. How this can affect people.
That probably has something to do with my losing my makeup bag in my dream.
Very possibly. So you see, the key here is as you start to write them down, once you trigger, right, you start triggering effect. All right? I believe this. Well, give us an example, Veronica. What's a belief you have that you'd like to change?
That you have to look good to be powerful.
Well, and then you wonder why you lost your makeup game.
I know. That's my brain's diggling around with that.
All right. You lost your makeup case. You have to look good to be powerful. So it was a sideways way of telling you that you lost your power.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't find your makeup case to look good, you can't find your power, can you?
Right.
All right. So, now, that's a powerful belief. Where do you think that came from?
Probably my early childhood, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Was, mm-hmm.
And you compared yourself. Well, first of all, you didn't look like your family, did you?
No, in our family, if you didn't look like my dad, and I look like my mom's sister, if you didn't look like your dad, our dad, you weren't okay.
All right, so there was your message right there, that you didn't fit in and you didn't look okay right off the bat, didn't you?
Exactly. So then you worry about it, right?
Well, you were worried about something you couldn't fix. You couldn't change your looks, for crying out loud. Makeup wouldn't do it.
Right.
All right, so these are the kind of things, all right, which developed into, if you don't look good, you can't be powerful.
Right.
Because you didn't have any power in the family, did you?
No, except out of reaction, which is another interesting belief thing, isn't it?
Right. Well, we don't want to get sidetracked now. That's a separate belief. Let's just stay with one. Let's not confuse it.
Right. Yes, in the family, within the family context, I did not have power.
All right. All right. So there is a basic belief. Now, you can build on that belief when you write it down.
Right.
Now, when you write that down, one of the dreams you've had, it may trigger something in one of the dreams you've had. Not you necessarily, but other people, you see what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All my husbands were. All my boyfriends are. All my jobs are. I never get what I want. I always have to settle. You see, as you begin to write some of these beliefs, it's not about trying to overwhelm you people.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of you go into overwhelm and think, my God, I'll never have enough time to go and clean all these damn beliefs. I'll be there forever. No. Because what you're going to do is you're going to start seeing how they fit into this and to that, into this and to that. So you start writing them down.
This and then more the arrive, don't they?
They do, but then they start fitting into this one and you're going to start seeing programs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a program. I can see this. This belief fits into this one, to this one, to this one. So it's one big program, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. They created, in some cases, a drive. Well, I had all these things happen that created these beliefs that created a drive in me to override this. And so what do? I stuff my feelings. Stuff everything, and I have to exceed, succeed. I have to excel. I have to, see, to be the best at what I do. Creating a drive. Now, some of you are very good. You've managed, up till now anyway, to be able to override a lot of this stuff. But you see, as things started changing now on your planet and all the frequencies of things changing, you can't override like you used to. We've talked about this in other shows. So now you're being forced to start looking at these subconscious beliefs and what they're doing to your reality creation. Now, responsibility. Another word that people are resistant to. Aren't I responsible enough for crying out loud? I spend my whole life doing spiritual work. What the hell? That's wonderful. But being responsible is knowing that you can change your reality for the better. And in so doing, you become an inspiration for others and impact others all around you. There's no way for that not to happen. There's no way for that not to happen. And as you begin to change these, you're going to see how it, and people, we want you to understand here. Your feedback is going to come like that, almost instantaneous right now. That's how quick this work is going to shift. How quickly. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be very surprised. And you're going to start catching yourself. Oh, I just went there. Oh, I didn't want to talk on it. There's that belief again. I just saw how it formulated the way I reacted to this or did that. So what are you doing? You're becoming super conscious, aren't you? Now, there are some teachers out there that say if you monitor every thought, you'll go crazy. Well, we're going to tell you, this is a time now to truly monitor. The channel was very excited when she came to the conclusion that the subconscious was the projector, all right,
mm-hmm.
for reality creation, for the illusion that projects out in front of you. That's the filter it has to go through. She's right. Now, if you start to think about that, and you still, people, you will not understand all of this. It's not possible yet because, again, not because we don't love you, but we have to spoon-feed things in so that one piece can integrate into the next, into the next, into the next. We don't want to create any breaks, or we won't say psychotic breaks, but we don't want to create any breaks for you that are too overwhelming. With all the energies coming in right now, you've got all you can handle. So, yes, we've been bringing you along, bringing you along, bringing you along. And this is the next step, the next piece. Yes, we're there to help you. We know that some people are angry at us. Well, I thought the team was going to do this for us. No. We can't change your subconscious. We can help you change it, yes. We can assist you. Your intention, people, your intention. You have to take responsibility to do this because understand, you're changing your entire reality. That's how big this is. We can't override your reality, not that way. Whether you realize it or not, you'd be very upset with us if we did. Because you would not be able to take credit for. When we say the word credit, we're going to hear a lot of from people out there, but you're so close right now that you're wanting, the higher part of you wanting, to really be involved in every facet of this now. The conscious you may not be too excited, but there are much higher aspects of you that are thrilled. Very excited. Because literally, you're unraveling. Unhooking. Alright. From a lot of the damage that's been done to all of you in terms of shifting of the RNA and DNA. And you're doing it in a way that no one ever believed possible. No one ever believed that this would be possible to do it the way that you're doing. And this is something that you can all be very proud of. And in many ways, you're going to go out and teach this in different ways. You'll bring it through every kind of work that you do, regardless of what that is. We don't care if you're working as a clerk somewhere. Because you're going to shine. Your clarity is going to be amazing. And your ability to create the life of your dreams will be astounding. Now, if there's ever going to be a problem for a lot of you, will be not trusting what you're creating. We have this with our channel. who isn't trusting because she created something that was far better than what she thought she could create at the time, and if she's still working with that.
So we do get a little bit of adjustment time.
Oh, you've got some adjustment time. But I get quite a bit of feedback. Quite a bit of feedback.
Well, and I'm delighted to think that we're getting more evidence of beings like, for example, my mother, who are evolving with us. I love that.
That there are far more than you know.
Mm.
Far more than you know. Because, you see, ultimately, not only humans, but what you would consider non-humans, you call them extraterrestrial or star beings. These beings are also being impacted by what you're doing. You don't fully understand it yet, but it's happening. And it's very exciting. And you're all going to feel a lot of interest in your life. You're going to feel a lot more energy around you, a lot of energy in the crown, a lot of sensing of sparks of light and more activity around you. There's a great deal of fascination with how quickly, how accelerated you're moving, how quickly you're being able to shift and adjust. Are we monitoring you? Absolutely. Are we thrilled? Yes. Because, you see, this is the model, this is the framework that will then move out and help many others shift as well.
So it's going to have an impact on our, it is having an impact on our political systems too, right?
Absolutely will. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a tremendous impact, but it's beginning with all of you. This is what we want you to understand. You don't realize that the work that you've done, the framework that you've laid, how powerful and important it already is. Think of yourselves as scientists of human consciousness working, you see, in a laboratory, doing something that's never been done before. Tweaking here and shifting there and so on and so forth. You think this isn't exciting? Of course it is. And you're all participants. And your lives are the test results. Your lives are the test results.
And we're going to have to sign off fairly shortly.
All right. Now, Veronica, you've got a show coming up.
Yes, and I don't know who my guest is next week, but on Radiance by Design, interestingly enough, we've been doing call-ins and meditations on recognizing and shifting one's identity and our attachments to our identity. So I think we're going to continue with that this week from 4 to 5 on Tuesday on BBS Radio, and then there'll be TBA to be announced, our guest at 5 to 6 on Paradigm Shifters.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're going to summarize. Keep a journal, a tablet, something. Start writing down your beliefs. You may want to actually type them on a computer so you can start moving them around in groups. All right. What are my beliefs about abundance? What are my beliefs about relationship? What are my beliefs about men or women, depending on what you're trying to attract into your life? And even for those of you that are men, what are my beliefs about the masculine and what are my beliefs about the feminine? Prosperity is a big issue. What about safety? What are my beliefs about safety? Oh, insecurity. There's a big one. Because all of your concepts of security are going to go out the window. We can tell you that right now.
Uh-oh.
Your ideas about security. Because security is in the now moment. Your real security will be in your ability and your knowing that ability to create in the moment. Anything and everything you need. Ultimately, that will become total security.
Wonderful.
Everything else can fade. That's how big this is. That's how serious we are. That's where you're going, people. Now, as always, we want to ask you this evening if you desire to call us in. If you have one specific belief that you know that you're really struggling with and you want to ask for assistance, you may do so. For everyone else, if you would like to, dear team, please help us with the identify, transmute, change all subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, contracts, and the channel was right, projection. Know that we love you. We love you. We love what you're doing. We're so excited to see what all of you are doing. Even those that are, you know, sticking their toes in the sand going, I don't want to do it. It's all right. You will. Eventually. Know that we love you, dear ones, so very, very much. Veronica, as always, we love you and love the work that you're doing out there.
Thank you, and I love you so much, and Jackie.
Oh, and until, well, we love her too. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, because we do connect with you in other formats, we send to you our total, complete, unconditional love, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone.